we can go through and identify everybody, and from there we can just take off and see where we go. If you feel more comfortable talking one at a time, that's great. If you all want to chime in together, that'd be fine too. However it works out, it's very informal. So whatever works best in each group is usually what we do. So if you just want to go through and maybe state your name for the tape and maybe when and where you were born.
Okay. I'm Lois Lorena Herman Galay, and I was born September the 27th, 1929. And I was born in Cimarron County on the northwest corner of Northwest 1/4 19-59.
You got it down pretty tight there, right where you were born. All
right. I'm Margie Herman Williams. I was born June 16, 1917, and I was born in Cimarron County, Southwest 1759.
I'm Geneva Herman Williams, and I was born 11/29/23 at the northwest corner of Northwest 1/4 of 1959.
And how would it be best to move the microphone closer to her, or would you like to re-ask the question?
You need to say your name, who you are, and where you were born, and when you were born.
Just say my name. Mary Lorena Harriman.
Okay, when were you born?
Montague, Texas.
Okay, when?
1895.
What day?
Well, I couldn't.
October the 11th.
Well, yes.
1895.
All right. And we're trying to concentrate on the Dust Bowl period of time, the 30s, the Dirty 30s that they were, you know, they were called, and the different effects that the dust storms had on your lives, and the way maybe it changed your life, or that, just the different aspects of that period. So, were you all raised in a farming community, like a farming lifestyle? Working on the farm,
yes.
So on and so forth?
I was too.
What would a typical day have been like for you all growing up in the, the early, late 20s and early 30s? You get up and
milk cows and separate milk. Wash dishes with Lysol. And
you herded the cows all day. I did.
A lot of herding going on there.
Do you have a lot of cattle?
Well, all the way from 50 to 60 some or.
How many milk cows?
Well, whenever I was growing up, it was generally around 18 to 20. Now, I don't know about the other girls.
I don't know either exactly.
But see, we didn't have fences then, and so you'd take the cows out of mornings and watch them and bring them back in for water, or bring them back in of evenings if there wasn't water somewhere to for them to water on while you was out.
Open range, they just able to range wherever.
Yes.
And how would you collect them back in then again?
Well, you didn't get very far from them.
I mean, you're worth those things.
We'll tell you when to talk, Mama.
And
we had to wash clothes on the scrub over. Carry in the water and heat it with the kerosene stove.
You mentioned lye soap. Was that? Did you make that yourself, or was that something?
Yes, Mama made it. Mama made lye soap.
How long did you make lye soap for? How long? Is that something you learned as a child, or?
How long did you make lye soap?
How long?
All your life, or I mean?
Well, I don't know how long. I just ever since I've been old enough to work with something like that.
Was it a hard job to do, making the soap?
Was it hard to do?
No, it wasn't hard for me to do anyway.
I never know anybody that's made their own soap.
That's the piece.
This is a piece of the soap?
Yeah, that she made.
You recognize that?
What is that?
This is...
It's lye soap.
That's your soap. And that's what you do all your washing with. How was
it
for
you? That's what we did then.
We did then.
And whenever you washed the milk vessel by, it was slick and slimy. It wasn't easy to...
How was lye soap for getting out stains? Was it a good...
It was good.
Good?
Very good.
All right. Another thing we always kind of talk about is things that you did as growing up that for entertainment, like for fun, what games you played, or what toys you remember as children, or anything in activities, dances, or whatnot as growing up.
Yeah. We made a lot of our toys.
What kind of toys would you make?
We made slingshots out of tree limbs. And the sling part, we would use the worn-out tire tubes out of the tires then. And that's what you used for the...
What were you aiming at with your slingshot? I hope not each other.
Generally at the barn or something. It could also be to each other. We cut paper dolls from catalogs. And, you know, we'd cut out the people, and then we'd cut out presses and put on the dolls.
We had the old iron parts off of iron wheels, and we would take that, and then had a long stick, and you had an end on it, and you'd roll that iron wheel around. And, of course, we always played... Annie Over, we called it ball, you know.
Could you describe that, how that was played, Annie Over?
There'd be so many on one side of the house, you chose up sides, and so many on the other side of the house, and you'd throw it over, and if they caught it and could come around and catch you, then you was on their side. If they didn't catch it, they had to just throw it back over.
Right. You try to hit each other with the ball, or would you chase them down? Or
you tried to touch them when you come back around. If you caught the ball and you came around, you tried to touch one of them, and that way they would be on your side then. See who could have the most then when you ended up.
Does you have any remembrances of games or entertainment that her daughters played in during that period, or...
During the Dust Bowl, what did you do for entertainment?
Well, we played what we call games. We played dance and things like that.
You went to dances? Is that right?
Kind of like party.
They call them party games.
Party games, but it was kind of like square dance is now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So was square dancing her favorite dance?
I don't think that she'd call it square dancing. It was like party games.
Right, I understand the difference. Yeah. Or anything else she could remember?
Like you were telling me the other day about a lot of family, neighbors gathering together to visit.
I would generally bring their dinner and we'd all just... The neighbors would get together and visit and have dinner together.
What kinds of things did you eat at those dinners?
What was the main food? What different kinds of food did you have?
Different kinds of meat?
Different kinds of food?
Oh, well, just what we had to eat. Like, I don't know, it just different things that we had, mostly beans and things that
way. What kind of meat?
Well, it was mostly hog meat.
We had fried chicken.
Yes, fried chicken.
Pumpkin pie.
What kind of dessert?
Mostly watermelon. Watermelon rind preserves.
Oh, like watermelon rind pickles and...
Not pickles, but preserves.
Oh.
Make it into a jelly.
Oh, wow. Is she a good watermelon seed spitter?
Could you spit watermelon seeds quite a ways?
Pardon?
Could you spit the seeds out pretty far?
Oh, we just take a fork or a spoon and rake the seeds out.
Yeah, I bet she was a good spitter.
We had a lot of box suppers.
Yeah, and how would that work?
Oh, it'd be kind of like a sandwich. You'd fix the decorator box and have the sandwiches.
We'd have spitting contests and get the seeds in our mouth, and each one of us would see which could spit the seeds the farthest.
How far could you spit them?
How far could you spit?
Oh, not very far.
All right. That's what I thought I could see the watermelon seed spitter in there somewhere. Okay. And box dinners would just, you'd meet at somebody's house or a place?
Now the boys can spit the seeds right away.
Yeah, they would win.
We'd turn together at the schoolhouse, and everybody would decorate their own box, and the men wouldn't know what box. Whose box they were buying.
And then they'd auction them off.
And they'd auction them off. And same way at the pie suppers. We'd make a pie, and whoever bought our pie, well, we'd get to eat with the man that bought it.
How much would the box dinners or the pies go for? How much would, like, a typical...
Well, in those times, if they come 50 cents, 75 cents, well, it's...
Quite a bit. Yeah. I never heard about that pie or dinner auction.
Box supper.
Yeah. So how would you decorate your boxes? Like with,
what kinds of things would you use to decorate them?
Paper or crayons or anything we had, but we'd just decorate them. Is that what?
Yeah, that's what I remember, the especially crepe paper.
And especially the boxes brought more. If that be that there was two that was dating by then, the other guys had bid against them.
Well, that sounds kind of ornery. That's interesting. Box dinner.
How often would they do that? Is it like an annual thing, or two or three times a month, or how often
sure
would you
they have? Once ever.
Two or three times a year anyway. You know, it's a money-making project for the school.
For the school would raise money for things it was doing, or...
things it needed.
Mm-hmm. For, would it be like for 4-H or something like that, or is that...
No, I don't know if they had 4-H in my...
Yeah, I didn't know. I just...
That's my thing.
Some of it was to make money enough to... have treats, you know, at Christmas time at school, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, buy candy
right.
And fruit and things.
And you mentioned when you were telling where you were born, you got pretty specific with the township and the range and all of that. Where is that located in relation to where we stand here?
That's
6 miles north and 6 east here.
And you guys, does the family still own that land? Is that still in?
Yes.
Wow, and the house, is the house still out there?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were all you born in the house? At
her
now, where I live, there's no house there right now, but
where Geneva died.
Where Geneva was, where there's a house. The house is still there.
Did she live in a dugout initially when she came to here, or was?
Yeah, at one point they lived in a dugout, but maybe not in the 30s.
Right, I was just kind of trying to follow her history.
I see. At some point they did, but I'm not sure when and where.
Yeah, they lived in a dugout whenever they first come here.
At what point in your life did you live in a dugout, Mama?
Pardon?
When in your life did you live in a dugout? Was it after you, right after you moved to Oklahoma, or was it after you got married?
Well, more after when I got married. And there I lived in a dugout.
I'm not sure.
All right. I kind of forgot that question early on. I should have asked it earlier. I forgot. All right, as the can you remember the first time you saw a dust storm coming in, or the, you know, what they call a duster approaching your place? You remember the first
dark, big dark rolling cloud from the north, and it wasn't snow, it was dirt.
Is that what you remember seeing, you know, all the same image?
Yeah, it was more than darkness, you know, the cloud coming in. And it got so dark, sometimes you couldn't see your hand.
Yeah. You had been a little older when the first ones came through. What was your feeling, or what do you remember thinking or feeling when you saw it?
Well, I don't know. I can't really say that.
Didn't think it was scary?
I mean, just something that...
Yeah.
I don't know. Something happened. I don't know.
What about the younger kids? Did you remember feeling afraid or running to the cellar or hiding under a bed?
Well, we didn't have a cellar at the time I remember. Did you?
We didn't have a cellar.
I knew that it was time to get the cows in and get them corralled, and we had to get the chickens into the hen houses.
Getting cows in very important.
So you can see them coming in time to start getting things prepared, or
most of the time. Sometimes not.
What about your first memories of the first dust storm you saw coming in?
Do you remember the very first time you saw a dust storm? What was it like?
No, I don't remember the first time, because we had so many. It was different at times. Now, sometimes it'd come up in a real black cloud, and then other times it would come up in a yellow cloud. Now, what the difference was, I don't know, because it was in the same ground and all. But I know there'd be different times. Sometimes it'd come up in a black cloud, and other times it'd come up in a yellow cloud.
Were you afraid when you saw them?
Well, some of them I was afraid of, because they were sure vicious looking. Looked more like a cyclone coming or something like that.
What would you do to prepare when you saw them coming?
When you'd see those black clouds rolling in, what did you do?
Well, we generally got a wet cloth and we'd brush it before our mouths. Of course, you all were babies, and I'd hold one of you and brush a wet cloth over your mouth so that you wouldn't choke. Breathe so much of the dirt, because the dirt just blew black.
Like before the clouds, whenever you'd see them in the distance.
Yes.
Okay, but then what would you do to prepare ahead of time?
Well, mostly get our wet cloth ready and things. And we'd grab the least of smallest ones of you, we just brush the wet cloth across your face. That way, And you can't imagine sometimes what your face looked like.
Did they get black?
It'd get dirty.
Did you put cloths over the windows and doors?
Yes, we did.
Did it work? Did it keep the dust out?
Did it?
Wet cloth.
No.
Did it help to keep the dust out?
It helped, but it didn't keep it out.
I've often thought that I don't know how the folks made it, because I woke up many a night with...
And you could write your name on the dirt or dust on the table. And we'd sometimes have to wipe the table off two or three times before we could eat on it.
How did you keep dust out of your food, or out of the foodstuffs?
How did you keep the dirt out of the food?
Well, we didn't keep it all out.
But <Thanks, Ella. laughs>
we just did the best we could do to... A lot of times, well, I know I would sit and hold the smallest ones of you children and fan a wet cloth over your face to keep the dirt out of your lungs.
You got a lot of extra minerals.
Yeah. That's what I say. I remember very well waking up in the night, Mom and Daddy going through the house flopping wet rags in the middle of the night.
Trying to keep the dust down?
For over us kids, yeah. You know.
Do you remember waking up in the middle of dust storms like that, with dust in your mouth and dust all over?
Yeah. And dust everywhere.
Yeah. Mm.
Wow. But I don't see how the folks held up, or they was up some nights, you know, a big part of the night, plopping those wet rags so we could breathe.
Yeah. Let's see where the dust blew. How do you think did your life change when the drought hit and the dust came? And what, did your chores change, or did you spend more time with a shovel than a bucket? You know, or did what changes were brought about in your life because of the change in the weather?
I don't know.
A lot less food.
Remember a decrease in what you had to eat. Mm-hmm.
I said, I think the first that I realized that we was maybe hard up was when Daddy quit bringing candy bars home from town and brought us all-day suckers.
Yeah.
I guess that's a funny idea, but that's when it struck me.
What was your favorite candy bar?
A Hershey bar is about all I can remember then.
With or without nuts?
I don't remember we had nuts.
That you would go, you remember it switching from a candy bar to suckers.
Yeah.
And then,
and that's when I decided that we was hard up.
Yeah. And food on the table changed, maybe? The dinner time changed?
Yes.
Can you maybe ask her how her, you know, dinner or food changed because of the drought and depression?
During the depression and the drought and the dust bowl days, did we have less to eat?
Have what to eat?
Did we have less food? We didn't have very many crops. How did it affect the amount of food that we had?
Well, we had chickens, you know, and had prairie chickens too.
But do you think that because of the drought and the depression, that did we have less? Did we probably have less food? Do you think that we had less to eat?
Well, I don't know whether we had less to eat, but we had food that wasn't as nourishing and didn't taste as good.
Like for example?
Like what? More beans or?
Yes, beans was our main food.
Cornmeal.
A lot of cornbread.
Well, no, I don't know if we had much more cornbread than what we had light bread.
Had a lot of light bread and biscuits.
Mush, corn mush. Yeah.
Was that a typical breakfast?
Ground wheat. We ground our wheat with a coffee grinder.
And make it into like a mush type meal, and that's what you'd have for breakfast? All right. And is it, what about like your clothes, and you remember material possessions changing? I mean, did you get less clothes or shoes or the things or...
We had one pair of shoes when you went to the cowlock to milk. You come in and washed your shoes off before you go to school. And then our dresses was made out of feed sacks. So was our bloomers.
Did you have a favorite pattern? People have said, stuff we've read, that had different sacks had different patterns on them, and there's one person that had talked about they liked the one with the duck. Did you have a favorite pattern in your feed sack dresses, one that you really liked?
I didn't. I wasn't real proud of them.
Did you feel like wearing feed sack dresses, you were kind of embarrassed to wear those to school or wear those out?
Guess it didn't bother me. I said it didn't bother me, but now my 8th grade graduation dress was a feed sack dress. And I was just glad to have a new dress to wear to graduation.
Yeah. What about you? And you're wearing the feed sack dresses, did that bother you at all? Was it something that...
Well, I think it did, because I felt like that there was some of my friends maybe that didn't have to wear them. That was...
Could you tell they were feed sack dresses? I mean, could you tell from the pattern or from the way they looked that they were?
Just plain. I mean, it didn't even have a design.
Yeah. What story would you hear about a lady walking out of the house and you could read the back of the feet company across the street? You'd see it just as plain as day. She's walking out and said, like, Anderson Grain or something across the...
No, that all washed out.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Apparently it didn't all the time. Did you ever think about leaving the area because of the Dust Bowl?
Did you ever think of leaving when the dirt was blowing? Did you and Daddy ever think about picking up and leaving?
Not doing a lot.
Leaving the country, going to California?
We didn't have money to leave on.
No money to...
No, Elwood and Ruth had money enough that they left and went to California, but we didn't have that much money.
What would you do to make money when you couldn't raise crops and the cattle were dying? How did you survive, I guess?
Okay, what did Daddy do to support the family?
He just farmed.
Good,
but it was just doing what he could do.
Was there a government program called the WPA that came in and they built roads?
Yes, and your daddy worked on that.
And he worked. What did he do with the WPA?
What did he do? What all did they do? Do you remember?
Well, a lot of it was road work.
Bridges? Building bridges?
Bridges and then the dirt work, too.
Mm-hmm. Ask her if she... does she think Franklin Roosevelt was a good president?
Do you remember Franklin Roosevelt when he was president?
No, I just remember the name.
Do you think he was a good president?
I never had even thought about it. Fair
enough. All right. Do you guys remember?
We just took him as they came.
Do you guys remember friends or families around you leaving and losing friends or losing neighbors to the, as they would leave or
Well, like she said, Uncle Elwood did. They was, you know, different ones. The kin folks out there, I can't remember. The families that moved out, I think they was kind of like us. They just didn't have the money to make the change.
Well, Fidel and Dick moved. And
yeah.
Cecil and Carlos yeah. moved to California. And Hildred and Jim.
Yeah.
Hutchison. And
yeah.
Do you guys ever, do you remember ever wanting to move? Like thinking, oh, I wish we could get out of here? Was that ever a thought?
It wasn't for me. I was too much of a scaredy cat. I was afraid that I'd sure enough starve to death if I got out from under Mom and Daddy.
What about you?
Well, I guess I was saying, I just figured we had to stay, and I didn't even think about moving.
I guess if you don't have a choice, it makes staying a lot easier to decide to do. And other than the WPA, do you remember any other types of community assistance or help that the church or schools might have given to people? Or was there closed drives or
the churches and the schools was having a hard time of even, a lot of the churches didn't have preachers because they didn't have enough money.
When a dirt storm would come in, I would hold you and have a wet cloth and fan it around over your face to keep the dirt off of, out of your lungs. I didn't keep it off of your face by any means, but then I could keep it out of your lungs by fanning it back and forth before your mouth.
What year were you born, do you mind me asking?
34.
So you were born smack dab in the middle of it. Ask her if she remembers April 14th, 1935. Black Sunday.
Do you remember what they call Black Sunday? It was in April and 1935?
1935.
Well, I remember how black it was. It was so black we couldn't hardly see our way home from church.
Did you drive in the dust anyhow? Did you try?
Did you make it home ahead of the storm?
No, we didn't.
Where did you stay?
We didn't stay. We just kept moving slow on.
All right. We have a lot of people that talk about the different people, like tramps or hobos that came through the area. Do you remember any of those people?
You're shaking your head, yes. Come over to you, isn't it?
Was there a lot of, like, gypsy-type people, hobos, transient people that came through?
No, not very many. At least not out here. Maybe they was closer to town where they could get something to eat, but out here we didn't have anything left after we had eaten, much less feed.
If they came to the house and asked for food, did you feed them?
Well, if we had it left to feed them, we did.
All right. You have recollections of people wandering through?
Yes.
What are some? Mom always fed them. She always found something to feed them.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was a scrambled egg sandwich.
She would turn in them. Whenever we'd see a car up on the hill late in the evening, we'd know that our chicken house was going to be raided that night. And they was brave enough, they would, you know, go ahead and cook it right up there, built it for and cook it. I guess they were hungry, too.
Yeah.
Did you try to do anything to save the chickens?
Yeah. No, we just had them in the chicken house.
Do you remember any, besides what you'd think of as a common hobo or a tramp, anything about gypsies coming through the area?
Well, that's what we called the gypsies, the ones that was carload of people that would come and take things, you know, take the animals or something.
Did you ever have to drive them off of the farm? Have to, you know, shoo them away?
I don't remember. We was very careful. I know Daddy and Mom was always very careful, trying to give them enough that they would go along.
Yeah. Ask her. Maybe ask her if she remembers gypsies. If I spark something there.
Do you recall any gypsies, like a carload of gypsy type people?
No, I don't.
Did anyone steal our chickens?
Do you remember people coming through and maybe stealing out of the hen house, stealing chickens?
Well, they didn't steal any of ours. I don't know what about the neighbors.
They did got some neighbors.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of gypsy stories come out of this area, out of the Dust Bowl. It was odd. We weren't expecting it. Now, I know Shelley says we don't need to ask this question, but I want to ask for animal signs. A lot of times people will say that animals could predict when storms were coming. And I was just interested if you guys had remember seeing any animal behavior.
They would always bunch up. The cattle would, you know, get real close to each other and bunch up, you know, and the chickens... especially the mother hens, they would have their wings flapping and have their little chicks under their wings.
Mm-hmm. That you'd kind of be able to know that something was happening or something was coming.
I know some of the cattle would kind of, I don't know, when they cocked their head, you know, when they see that cloud, or I guess maybe they just knew.
They knew something was coming.
That something was happening.
All right.
Did you have any family pets when you guys were little?
We always had a dog. We had a coyote at one time.
As a pet? Did you have a name for him?
I don't remember that, but yeah. I remember we had a coyote until, I don't know, he began to nab at us, and so the folks got rid of him.
Ask her if she remembers the coyote.
Do you remember when we had a coyote that was real tame that hung around the house a lot?
No, I don't.
Okay. I remember my daddy bringing in little rabbits, just little ones, you know, as kids. Having them while they didn't generally live too long, but
right.
He would bring in some from the field every once in a while.
Do you think the Dust Bowl affected you after it was over? Did you have, like, recollections about it, or did you kind of fear it coming back, or, you know, did you have anxieties about that happening again at all?
We had another, in the 50s, we had a Black Sunday. It wasn't as long as the 35 was, but we had a Black Sunday in the 50s.
You think
came in Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Because Charles had a nephew and his wife from Washington was coming through. He was stationed in Florida and they came through and we was over at his Charles' sister's eating. We went home that night and his nephew and his wife went home with us and his nephew took the scoop and helped him scoop the dirt out of the house so we can all go to bed. And I know Ron told Charles, he said, well, I feel sorry for you folks, but he said if he's going to have it, I'm glad you had it while I was here, because he said I never thought I'd get to see one. Of course, it wasn't like the 35 Dark Sunday was, but it was a Black Sunday. Came in about 4 o'clock.
And you scooped the dirt out of the house?
Yeah.
Did you have nightmares about the Dust Bowl at all when you were kids, when you were little? Did it affect you that way?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. Now, whenever it happened again in the 50s, I kind of had a fear or something that it would get as bad as it was in the 30s, but now as far as in the 30s, I can't remember if it really...
Right. You want to ask her if she had any reoccurring nightmares about the dust storm or something like that?
Did you ever have bad dreams or nightmares about the dirt storms?
No, I didn't. Other people may have, but I didn't.
All right.
Did you think it was just like it was just going to happen and you didn't have any control over it?
Yes, we just watched to see if it, when we'd see a cloud coming up, we would watch it to see if it was really a dirt storm or whether it was a
cyclone. Did the Dust Bowl change the way that you farmed?
Did the dirt storms change how Daddy farmed?
Didn't change, I don't know.
Did he change his ways after?
Did he get better machinery? Did he learn how to maybe terrace a little better? Maybe
yes, he learned more how to do things, how to farm and things like that.
Do you think that'll prevent another Dust Bowl?
Do you think that we will ever see another Dust Bowl?
I don't think so, because we have the machinery nowadays that we didn't have then to keep it down, cultivate it and keep it down. Mm-hmm. We didn't have machinery then enough to do the cultivating to keep the dirt down then. But we have the machinery now, and we can go in and cultivate it, and that helps to keep it down.
All right. And ask, and what did she think caused the Dust Bowl? I think that's a pretty standard answer, but just...
What do you think caused the Dust Bowl? What do you think caused all of those dirt storms?
Well, I don't know what caused it, but then I just know it was bad storms. Dirt just rolling, just in big rolls. Sometimes it'd be black. And of course, I guess that was the difference in the land. And sometimes it would be yellow. But we'd know when that began to get colors, different colors that way, that we would have a dust storm.
Do you think it was partly because of we didn't have irrigation, lack of water?
Yes, I think it was.
Maybe we farmed more. We have a lot more grassland.
Yeah.
There was a lot of this land should have never been broke up in this area.
A lot of it marginal, they call it sometimes marginal, sub-marginal land plowed up.
Yeah, there was a lot of it here that really wasn't land that should have been plowed up. You know, it should have stayed in grass. And, of course, it's been put back to grass now.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason that we don't have the dirt storms right now.
When do you remember good times coming back? Do you remember a specific event, like the candy bars being changed to suckers? Do you remember something that brings to your mind kind of things are picking up again, or you know, there's kind of, we're doing all right again? Do you remember anything that brings to mind that turn of events?
Well, when we begin to have more rain and we had more crops then, and it was right after the wartime when things really began to pick up.
Do you remember the first rain you felt after a long time? Do you remember like when it started to really rain after a long period of drought?
I don't know.
I just can't imagine having it not rain for, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 months and then rain again.
It was generally a downpour, yeah. Rain, and I can remember the half mile south that we had a big draw, and it would, you know, fill up, and we could hear the frogs croaking, and, you know, it was something we all wanted to go down and see the water rolling down it.
Ask her, did she remember the rain, the first rains that came after a big drought?
Do you remember when it started raining again and when the drought was over? Do you remember when things started getting better?
Well, I can't remember the dates, but I remember when things began to get better.
What specifically do you remember mostly about it? Was there more rain? Was there...
Well, I tell you, when the dust blew, and you just didn't see things like the clouds. Clouds would just come in blown blocks sometime.
But then whenever it started getting better...
Whenever it started getting better, why, the clouds wasn't as dark...
Ask her if she ever danced in the rain.
When it was raining, what, like right after the dirt storms, and it started getting better, did you ever get out and dance in the rain?
No.
All right.
No, I didn't want the dirt coated on me.
Well, you want to hit this one then?
Yep.
All right. It kind of is a wrap-up question. A lot of times we just ask people what's their most vivid memory of that, of the 30s, you know, there's something that to them maybe characterizes that
someone,
period.
Yeah, if someone says the Dust Bowl to you, what's the first thing you think of from your life?
You've had all kinds of answers.
Well, I learned to be very saving and to appreciate the environment. Our environment, Jill. I don't know. I don't know whether that's the answer anymore.
Do you think that's that the attitude of saving has affected your life all the way down to today?
Yes, I see myself a lot of times kind of like Mama, a little too saving.
I think that's what has affected me is. Maybe being too saving.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's in or what that would have been otherwise.
You have that panicky feeling back there that could happen again, even though we feel like we're not going to, but you just think I better not get this today because something could happen.
Yeah, you always start thinking about what could happen.
Because yeah. When you've been through it, when you was younger, it stays with you.
So thrift and economy are good lessons you learned, or lessons you learned.
Yes.
You want to ask her the same thing?
When someone says the Dust Bowl, what's the very first thing that you think about?
The black dirt rolling in and big, it just rolled in and big... clouds just kind of rolling in.
Is that her most vivid memory of the
Is that your most vivid memory about it?
Yes, I believe it was.
All right.
Because it really just come a rolling. The dirt would just come a rolling in.
How many days would it last?
Well, sometime it wouldn't last all day, and then sometime it lasted 2 days.
Sometimes longer?
Yes.
Then would you have to scoop the house out, scoop the dirt out of the house?
Yes. There was times we took the shovel and shoveled it out because it got so thick in the, on the floor.
Did you ever get the doors trapped? And did you ever get stuck in the house? I mean, dirt piled up onto the doors? I guess it opens in, so maybe, yeah.
I think Daddy was always very careful about trying to keep the one door, you know, where he could get out,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
Did you ever get trapped in the house? Did it ever get blown full of dirt to the point that you couldn't get out?
No. Mm-hmm. No, we didn't get out.
All right. So ask her if it changed the way she spent money, or did it change her attitude towards money?
How did it affect your attitude toward money?
Well, this was home. And we took it as it come.
But did it make you more saving, more conservative?
Yes, it made us more saving because we had to save to have food enough to eat.
Did it change the way she thought all of her through the rest of her life? Did it?
Does it affect you still today?
Pardon?
Has it made you more saving even till to today?
Well, yes, I believe it does.
All right.
Conservative.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm getting that image. do you have anything else, Sally, you'd like to?
No, I can't think of anything else specifically. Is there anything that we didn't bring up that you wanted to share with us, or that we think we should have asked about?
Is there anything you need to add about it?
I've talked too much.
Oh, you can't believe it.
No, I'm glad you.
All right. Well, I guess that's about it then.
Yeah, well, thank you for talking with us today. We appreciate the time you guys took to do this.
No, we scooped out the ceiling so the ceiling in our house wouldn't fall in.
Huh. Could you see it, like, getting heavy?
Yeah, you could.
Huh. I have never heard anyone tell me that. That's kind of
even turning the machine, machinery, you know, and being covered up, you know, and dirt from the already something. Some of them still there.
The dirt is still
up there.
Up there in like the attic. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, still there. Clean it out.
Wow, that's
the
tank shovel with the big barrel or bucket. And shovel it full, and there should be someone down below to take it out.
How much land did you guys farm, or did they farm? You remember, was it a section, or did you have
328?
Daddy owned 300. Arthur said Daddy owned 320 acres and farmed 320 acres in the 30s.
So whole section. If he owned 320 and then farmed an additional. Yeah, that's a lot of land, especially for...
How many kids were in your family?
Six.
Seven.
Well, there's six that's alive.
Alive, yeah.
And there's three that's passed on.
Four girls and two boys, or...?
Four boys.
That's alive.
One of the things you had in here was about the New Deal program for... you know, and my brother was looking at this, and... If these programs had not come in, probably at that particular time we would have lost everything.
Yeah, that's I was going to. Since she mentioned the WPA and working on that, I thought that might. But I know that. So your brother then was very pro New Deal programs.
Right.
Do you feel a lot of people in the area were? I mean, I know there's some people that didn't like it.
I don't know. I think for a lot of the farmers here, they would not have survived if it hadn't been. I don't know. What do you think? If it hadn't been for the New Deal programs to come in and help the farmers, they would have probably lost everything because...
You remember having to, or being paid to kill livestock or to not farm land or, you know, to do anything like that at all?
Daddy sold cattle and some of them was killed within our sight a year ago.
Yeah. And then some land was left unfarmed at different times. So I'm trying to think.
And some grass cattle. They grazed cattle. Mm-hmm. It wasn't.
Ask her how she felt about having to kill the livestock. I don't know if that's too complicated or, you know, have.
Do you remember at one point that Daddy had to sell off some of the cattle, or the government came in and bought some of the cattle and destroyed them?
He had to destroy some, I remember. Very plain.
How did you feel about that?
Well, I don't know how I felt about it, but it was sad to see a good cow killed, but we just didn't have the food for them.
Yeah. Well, all right. I think I have that question out here. I just want to say thank you again.